Hi, this is Sonia with Awakening the Core. I wanted to share a message with you today about the advent of opportunity. I am reading a card I've selected from the Native Spirit Oracle Cards deck. It's by Denise Lynn. The card I've selected today is called Eagle Medicine. It's a beautiful card. It depicts an eagle flying high over the mountains. Wings are spread wide. The mountains are white with snow and majestic, and there's a soft, clear blue sky. And I'm going to read this to you. Eagle medicine is profound connection to the Creator and the heavenly realms. As the eagle soars high above the earth, it has the ability to see things from a higher perspective. Courage and stamina are filling your life. You have the ferocity to right injustice and wrongs done to you or to others. This is a time to face fear and overcome it. Your native spirit wants you to know, if the Eagle Medicine card has chosen you, you are at the advent of the opportunity to truly see life from a rarefied vantage point. Eagles are considered one of the most sacred of all birds in many tribes and cultures. Their single-minded fierceness, dynamic energy, and ability to soar high are part of the reason for this. This card reminds you to take heart and face fear. You do indeed have the strength to overcome any adversity. You also have a direct line to the Creator. Your prayers are heard and will be answered in accordance with your highest good. You have the capacity to channel extraordinary life force energy through your hands. For your journey, go on an inner journey and imagine that you're an eagle. Feel the power of your wings, the clarity of your eyesight, and the power of your talons. As you do this, be aware of the energy of the majestic eagle filling you. This card is one that I've selected several times in just the last week or so. It seems to keep popping up. And it seems to be both a message for myself and also for some of the other people that I've been pulling cards for. And I think what it's really asking us to do is to, instead of wallowing in repetitive thought or getting our thoughts from others, in this continual cycle of social media and news that we're exposed to, I think that this is inviting us to raise ourselves up and to increase our vantage point from a higher perspective. And in doing so, we can see the bigger picture. And this, in turn, gives us the courage to face our fears and to open our hearts and to really feel our inner power, the divine power that we receive from the Creator. And in doing so, we fill ourselves with life and the ability to move forward and to overcome things. I invite you today to think about some ways in which you can raise your perspective and think about things in a new way so that you may move forward with courage. I hope you've enjoyed the message, and in love and light, Sonia.